Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Friday, everybody. Day two of recording our studio. We're getting used to it. We're getting comfy. If you guys didn't catch last episode that went up on Tuesday, we just chatted about a little something something. And it was our first episode that we recorded as well. It's on our YouTube at What We Said Podcast.
Yep.
So if you want to watch your podcast, I love watching my podcast on
too.
YouTube.
I really have become a podcast watcher versus like if there's an option to watch it, I would prefer that.
Yeah.
At this point, which is did you see that Lauren Elizabeth? She made a TikTok and she was saying she quit her podcast. Legitimately.
Yeah.
She was saying, I quit because it was never supposed to be a video thing and now it is. Mm-hmm. And I do completely empathize with that because yes. I feel like that's where we were for a while.
Yeah.
And especially when I didn't really watch podcasts, I'm like, this is so annoying. Why is it now a video, YouTube video? But I've been converted. And so, yeah, now I feel like it's just.
We've been peer pressured.
Mm-hmm. But it's fun.
Yeah.
To record it and have it on video.
It's nice to have something to get ready for. There's not many things in my life that I have to really, you know, constantly be getting ready for, but
yeah, it feels like we're nice. Putting in a little extra effort, going to the studio. Mm-hmm. It feels good.
Yeah. So. I mean, this is what we always looked like.
I mean, this is how we look when we actually, I'm not looking, let's not get too crazy.
Yeah, no.
I'm literally in a sweatshirt and sweatpants, so.
But even just like combing my hair.
Yeah.
Brushing my hair. Well,
welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. Today, we're just catching up because we have a lot to catch up on.
I have so much to talk about.
And last week, Tuesday, we were talking about JC being pregnant. And now that whole world knows.
So crazy.
As of when we're recording this 2 seconds ago. How does it feel?
Yeah, so today that we're recording is the day I actually posted everything on my social media. I kind of just posted in. I'm not looking.
Yeah.
I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. So, but already just the comments rolling in have been so sweet and so just happy for us. And
the world is quaking.
Yeah. I'm so happy that the news is finally out for our benefit as well. So we can just be honest and real and talk about how we're actually feeling, what we're actually doing, and not have to have like the elephant in the room or just something that we're avoiding, I guess.
Especially because we're catching up on the last month in this episode. We got lots of stories and
yeah.
How would you have done that?
How would I have done what?
Talk about the last month of your life.
Oh,
honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Without people knowing.
Also, I was worried last that the episode, which I haven't rewatched it yet, but the episode on Tuesday of us talking about the pregnancy, I was like afterwards hoping that my energy was okay.
Yeah.
Because leading up to the episode, it was like the most actually stressful day just in general.
Yeah.
There were like a lot of random unexpected things happening. And I woke up feeling sick for the first time in like a week. I was feeling so much better. I was like, this is gonna be awesome. And then I woke up and I felt sick. And then we were coming to the studio and Leif and I forgot the key. And so we had to drive home. It was just like thing after thing. So going into the episode, I was like all flustered. And then I was so nervous to talk about it for some reason that I'm like, I hope I was normal. Yeah. I hope I was myself. I don't know if I was, but hopefully anyway. And I was like, not overthinking it, but afterwards I was like, I hope I got across how happy and excited I am.
Yeah.
And not like, not that it was a neg, like we just talked about, you know, how hard IVF
was. The journey.
Yeah, we had to talk about the journey. And I'm like, I hope that people left knowing that I've literally never been more grateful and happy in my life. That's what I wanted to say. So I was going to put a little question box, like a pregnancy Q&A box on my story in time for this episode, but I just announced 2 seconds ago. So maybe next week I'll have some things that I could answer. I don't know if I left anything unturned or if people, there were questions people had, but maybe that'll be next week.
I know. We could have a whole series.
Yeah.
About it.
I do have that on YouTube.
Yeah, not true. I'm saying pregnancy in general now.
Yeah, yeah.
Every week.
Yeah, tons of updates.
This is now a pregnancy podcast.
Yay.
Our new personalities. Everyone's like, you're losing yourself to motherhood already.
No, I was thinking about it. I was like, how do I remain? I'm not really worried about it, but I also don't want it to be my entire personality where it's like, but I feel like it's fitting for that episode, obviously, where I'm talking about it, and this one where it's so fresh to be like, you know, chatting about that. But yeah, I also don't want people to be like, oh, no, that's all you talk about.
Yeah, so. Well, pregnancy is, it's long and short at the same time. It's like you actually, in hindsight, are not pregnant for very long.
Yeah.
So even if it is your whole personality for that 9 months, it's like,
so be it.
So be it.
Well, it is very, it's a very all consuming
thing,
I feel like.
You're just thinking about it constantly.
It's like, you're always
you're never not thinking about it.
And I feel like just so many things, like I'm such a, just even on my YouTube videos, I'm just always talking about probably unnecessary details of like how I'm feeling and what I'm doing. And I feel like, yeah, when you have this added element of like, oh, I'm going to tell you that I don't feel good or that this hurts because I'm pregnant or something. You know what I mean? Just because that's what I would normally do.
Yeah.
About anything I was going through. So I feel like, yeah, we'll see. But I also have been pleasantly surprised. I don't know why. I thought the second I got pregnant, I would like, I don't even know. I was just like, I'm going to change completely. And like, it's been comforting to be like,
yeah,
I'm the same gal, I'm the same girl. Just have an added element to my life. And I feel like my friends who are moms also have shown me that. Because, I mean, I've talked about that a million times. It's always been my biggest fear of just like changing so much, like becoming a mom and then not having fun anymore or not doing this anymore. And obviously, I'm still like kind of early pregnant. So it's not like my whole life has shifted, you know. But yeah, I feel like there's so many people in my life who are still just the exact same. Like, I remember thinking that when we were in on tour, just being like, oh, Chelsea's a mom. But like,
yeah,
we still have the same exact dynamic. Do you know what I mean?
Unfortunately, I haven't matured much.
You have. You're still the exact same as you were in high school. No.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's comforting.
I know. I have actually been seeing a lot of videos about this on my For You page recently. And I've been having lots of thoughts about it. Like, just, it was Taylor Gervais, is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
She made this TikTok. I
well, actually don't know if that's how you say her name, but yes.
Yes.
My best friend.
Exactly. Pronunciation. She has 2 kids. And she was talking about how, she's like, just leave moms alone. Like, we get crap
literally
if we make it our whole personality. But it's like, I'm doing this 24/7. Like, it is my new personality. We get crap if we... if it's not our whole new personality, because it's like, well, you're a mom now. What, you have someone else watching your kids? Like, you get crap if you're honest about the hard parts because they're like, don't scare people. And then you get accused of glamorizing if you're like really positive. It's like, that's toxic positivity. That's not reality. It's
ew,
like,
that's so true.
She's like, you should be glad I'm breathing. Like, just leave me alone. Just leave us alone. Okay.
I feel like
we're trying to make it work.
I feel like it's kind of the same with pregnancy already.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you're already a mom maybe when you're pregnant, but I feel like people, I was telling Chelsea, I'm like, why are people so judgy when you're pregnant? Like, and I'm not even so visibly pregnant yet, but like people that know or whatever, just like the comments of like, oh, are you sure you're that sick? Like, just the certain comments that I've heard, I'm like, wait, why are we like questioning
this process?
Women constantly. Yeah, just, it's like, unless you have literally been pregnant, I don't want to hear from you
even,
about those
yeah.
things. And even then, everyone's experience is so different that it's like impossible Yeah, I've already found that so interesting. Like, people are so in the weeds judging everything about, yeah.
Yeah, it's pregnancy, like, well, even like you were saying at the beginning, it's like you want people to know you're happy and grateful because you're sharing like the hard parts. But it's like, no, no, no. This is so amazing. I'm so happy. But I'm also like having such a hard time. But at the same time, I'm so happy, so grateful.
Yes.
So I feel the same way where I'm like, I never want people to think either way. Like, when I talk about being sick, I'm like, oh, I don't want people to think I don't
like, you're not like grateful being to a be mom. Pregnant.
Yeah, and I'm not yeah. grateful. But then I feel like if I'm being, I love pregnancy and like I love it all so much and blah, blah, blah. Then I'm like, I almost feel like I'm lying because I'm not sharing the whole truth. And I'm right. like, I don't want people to, I don't know. So sometimes I just don't say anything at all because I'm just like, it's just best if I just keep to myself. But that's sad. It's like mom should be able to, anyways.
For sure. No, I agree. It's just that when you are speaking specifically, I mean, when you're speaking to a large group of people, everyone just has their own perceptions of things, their own realities, their own thoughts and opinions. And so you're going to get a mix of a response. Something that I don't know if I mentioned or I don't think I said in the last episode that I wanted to say was like, just this year was my year of realizing that two things can be true at the same time. Not groundbreaking concept, but sometimes I think when you really let that marinate, it's like, yeah, you can have so many different emotions at one time. And I feel like that is infertility in a nutshell. That's a lot of things in a nutshell. But you can be so happy for your friends getting pregnant, but you can be sad for yourself at the exact same time. You can be like, you know, super sick in your pregnancy and be like, oh my gosh, this is actually so hard to live day-to-day life. But you can also be so grateful mm-hmm. every single day that you're pregnant. It's like that. People don't allow for nuance, if you will, mm-hmm. on the internet, I feel like a lot of times, or just the fact that there's a lot of emotions that can coexist in one yeah. person's mind at one time.
I know. So it's crazy. It's
confusing. And we deserve to feel them all of us.
Slay.
Slay.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You guys, there is a new Netflix competition series that is out now. And you know, Chelsea and I love a good competition series on TV that we can watch or binge. It's the best. So here's kind of the synopsis of the show. There are 11 strangers. They're given $250,000 to split evenly. Will they take their fair share, or will the allure of more money cause them to vote each other out to keep more for themselves? It's the ultimate test of human nature as greed and mistrust threaten to destroy even the strongest of relationships. In this game, everyone starts as winners and they can all leave as winners if they choose to share.
You know we're not sharing.
And you know they're not going to share.
You know they're not.
You
absolutely.
Already know.
The cast is very diverse, so they're from all walks of life. In the trailer, you can see just the diversity and you can already see the rivalries starting, mm-hmm. which I love a cutthroat show. And, you know, I absolutely would be lying for that money because, you know, everyone else is lying for the money, you know, voting people out.
I feel like I might be the worst at a show like this because I am so bad when I even play games with friends at lying. However, I feel like if the stakes were high enough mm-hmm. and I knew I could make a lot of money.
Maybe and they're strangers.
Yeah, exactly. if I have no personal tie to them, I feel like I could get away with it until I start getting close to someone and then I'd be scared.
I know, but then maybe you just think I'll never see them again. So
true. True.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. So you can watch The Trust, A Game of Greed, now streaming only on Netflix. Again, that's called The Trust, A Game of Greed. Go stream it on Netflix.
Okay, I don't know about you guys, but Valentine's Day is always the holiday that sneaks up on me the most that I forget about. I don't know if it's because it's the beginning of the year or what, but I also love Valentine's Day. And you know, whether you're in a relationship or single, you get to celebrate Valentine's Day, okay? Whether you're getting a gift for a partner or doing something fun with them, or you're getting yourself a gift, I really believe that we all deserve to celebrate, you know? So that's why we love Macy's. Okay, Macy's has literally so many options specifically for Valentine's Day. They have a little gift finder feature, okay? You can find amazing gifts at any price, even $25 and under. You can check out these gift ideas at macys.com/gift finder. So I actually went on their site and went to their gift finder and I went to For Him because I personally feel like guys are so hard to shop for. Like if I'm getting myself a gift, I can think of lots of things I would want. If I'm getting a gift for a Galentine, a friend, I feel like I can also think of really good things. But for guys, sometimes I'm just stumped. So I went on their gift finder thing and I actually saw that they had some items that, first of all, I know Leif would really love. Even just like a good pack of socks. They had actually his YSL cologne that he wears literally every single day that's super, super good. So they have lots of really great options. And you deserve to treat yourself as well to it, you know, a fragrance, a new self-care beauty routine, jewelry, whatever you want. They have so many options. So go check it out. Again, it is macys.com/gift finder. That is macys.com/gift finder. Go check it out.
Well, what else has been going on? I have like a list of just
me too.
Crazy, just stories, happenings. I actually, when I was looking through, I'm like, so much has happened this month. Like, just usually when we have life updates, I'm scraping. Like, week to week, I'm like scraping for anything. And this time, I'm like having to cut out very good stories. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Same.
Because, okay, well, I'll go first and name off some things that happened that don't really need story times. But updates. My brother did get engaged. I talked about that before. We're hoping it all would go smoothly. Yeah. He did get engaged, so I'm getting a new sister-in-law, which is very exciting. I will be fat at the wedding because I will have just had my baby, probably. Maybe. We'll see. And I did tell him that, and I was like, that's how you know I love you. I will be probably leaking from the breasts and
so fresh,
still
postpartum.
In a pad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's very exciting, regardless. And Case turned 2.
Crazy.
That was another thing. I know. He turned 2, obviously, on Christmas. My Christmas Arizona trip was so packed, so full of festivities. Yes, so eventful, literally. So we get there the night of the 23rd. So we just, like, have that night to hang out. The 24th, we have Christmas Eve party that night. Bunch of family, seeing friends, like, all of Nick's side of the family. And then the next day was Christmas, so I had to, you know, stay up, wait for Santa Claus to come, get things prepped, and woke up, had Case open his Santa presents, which was magical. He's literally at the best
age
for it.
Does he understand Santa?
Yes.
Yeah, really?
He understands. He knows, like, Santa says ho, ho, ho. And I don't know if he necessarily understood Santa brought him the presents. He was just loving the presents. Like, he was so happy. He would open them up.
The Merry Christmas from him is just the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Merry Christmas, JC and Liz.
Yeah.
He
loved it. By the way, Case thinks me and Leif are one person.
Yeah, he doesn't separate.
He just calls us JC and Leif.
Yeah, JC and Leif's house. JC and Leif's house.
So
he did
cute.
Have a night terror about Lady. He had a night terror one night and he was just crying when he woke up and we had to console him to go back to sleep, which is normal for kids like at that age.
Yeah.
The next day we're like, what did you have a dream about? Like Green Monster? And he was like, Lady. We had just seen like Lady the night before. And we're like, no, you did not.
I'm like, his biggest trigger is a literal toy poodle who's like 7 pounds.
Half his size.
I will say.
He has a Great Dane at home that he like literally plays with.
I will say I am actually scared if anyone has a toy poodle and has brought kids into, you know, introduce the poodle to kids. Please tell me like how it was because I'm not worried. Lady's not aggressive at all. She would never, like, when Case comes over, she would never bite him or anything like that. She just is terrified.
Yeah.
She's scared of kids, especially when they're, honestly, Case's age is like the peak age she's scared of. Because they'll just kind of come and like they don't, you know, he understands to be soft, but he'll kind of just like come running at her or like walking at her fast. And she does not like that. And I'm hoping that with our kid, she'll grow up with it. So it, them, and that she'll get used to it. But I'm like, hopefully this isn't an issue because.
For sure.
She is really scared of kids.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. We can only hope. She's finding the baby babies. Like when I'm holding one of my friend's babies, like an infant, she will come and like lay by me. But it's like when it's a toddler, she's so scared.
Yeah. That's how Sophie was. And Sophie's fine with Case now because she grew up with him. Sophie used to be terrified of toddlers.
Really?
Yeah. Like they would kind of come running up to her and she would not want anything. Well, she still doesn't really want anything to do with Case. She's like Nanny from Peter Pan.
Oh my gosh. Aww.
It's literally kicking my ribs. She like doesn't like him necessarily, but loves him.
She'll like protects him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Literally will stand watch over him, is always following him around, making sure he's okay. Like if he falls, she runs over. But it's not like she's like, this is my best friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of just like, oh my gosh, I have to like watch this.
I feel like there's probably a lot of dog breeds that are good with kids and stuff. And I feel like golden retrievers, there are certain dogs where it's like, just based off what I've seen on videos, they're so cute with the kids and babies. They just let them play with them. I don't know. I'm like, lady's not going to let our kid be like grabbing her ears.
Yeah.
No, no, no. I do not see her doing that. She also has another thing coming because she is so spoiled. I'm like, we need to start not treating
her.
I'm like treating her worse. No, we need to just stop giving her like almost too much attention. I'm telling you, she is the most spoiled dog. I'm like, we might need to start like, okay, not constantly talking to her, constantly petting her, because it's like, then it will be such a rude awakening when we have something else that we're busy with.
I know. It's hard.
She's been our just baby for the past 5 years.
It is hard adjustment, I feel like, for dogs that are the baby of the family.
I know.
And then they just get
replaced.
No, but they just don't get like talked to as much. They don't
get. Yeah, exactly.
Which is sad, but it's just the truth. It's like you're literally caring for a child now.
Yeah.
So they're not getting as much.
They have to learn a new place.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anyway, continue on your story. I literally hijacked.
We opened presents Christmas morning. He loved it. Was having so much fun. I will say with toddlers, we were kind of talking about this. I really should have just went around the house and like wrapped
things
a paper towel roll. that or just the smallest things. And maybe just one. Because at that point, they don't need. He would open one and want to play with it immediately. He's like, open, let's play with it. I'm like, wait, you have three more presents to open.
Like he only cared about what was in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really selfishly you get them presents on that because you want to see their face when they open it. But it was great. We honestly did like three presents for each thing. So we opened a couple before we left from mom and dad. Then he opened a Santa presents on Christmas morning. Then we went and surprised my mom. She didn't know we were coming to Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
That woman made this such a hard surprise. I thought it was going to be a casual thing. So I really wasn't going to come down to Arizona for Christmas. It's just a lot to bring presents down, make sure you have everything, just pack everything up.
Especially with a kid now and being pregnant, I'm sure.
Yeah. I was just like, we have a new house now. I just want to stay home, be cozy. But then Nick and I were talking about it. We're like, it's only going to get harder with two kids. Maybe we should go down for this year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we had some of like Nick's siblings that were coming into town that live far away. So we're like, let's just go. It's not, we can do it. So I was like, oh, it'll be fun. We should just not tell my mom, and because we're going to be staying at my in-law's house, and then we'll just go surprise her on Christmas. Like, literally wasn't planning this huge thing. I was like, it'll just be a fun little surprise. I got a call from my mom a couple days later, actually. She's like, hey, so just wondering.
A couple days later?
Not then we decided. Christmas. No, not from Christmas. Okay. Sorry. A couple days later from when I decided, like, we're going to go surprise her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hey, so are you coming for Christmas? I'm like, no, I don't think we are. She's like, okay. Well, you know, it's only going to get harder. I'm like, I know, but I just want to have it with just our family. Like, we never really went anywhere for Christmas when we were little kids. She's like, yeah. So are you never going to come to Christmas again? Those words came out of her mouth. I was like, I don't know. That is such a drastic statement.
Are you never going to come home again?
Yeah. Also? She's like, so I just need to know. Are you planning on just never coming for Christmas? I just need to prep. And I'm like, Mom, I don't know. I can't tell you either way. Maybe, but probably not as often as we were. She's like, okay, I understand. Like getting choked up. I'm like, oh my gosh, mom, I'm literally going to be there on Christmas. Like I almost told her. I was like, if she asked me one more question about it.
You just cave.
Yeah, I'm going to just be like, mom, I'm coming. So she hung up the phone. She was like sad about it. I'm like, great. And then, so we went over on Christmas morning. We had to this whole setup was getting so complicated. Abby was our biggest liability. She's not good at telling lies. She's not good at surprising. She was coming up with the most outrageous lies to my mom. So first of all, she was going to fly in. My mom thought she was flying from California to Arizona.
Abby?
Yeah, for the holidays. And Abby's like, well, I'll just drive with you guys and tell her I'm flying. So you guys can drop me off. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
She's like, I don't want to actually get a, if you guys are driving, I'm not going to pay for a flight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, of course. You can drive with us. And also it's great. She watches Case in the backseat and I can just chill.
Yeah.
She tells my mom her friend who is not even in town is going to pick her up. I'm like, Abby, you have plenty of friends who live in town. She's like, well, I told this friend not to post on her Instagram story. So my mom doesn't. I'm like,
so
Abby,
elaborate.
Abby, you're stressing me out. She's like, and you can just drop me off at the end of the street because I think mom's going to be home. I'm like, oh my gosh, why can't I, can I drop you off at like another friend's house? She's like, well, I told the other friend. I'm like, okay, we'll just try and go. And mom's not there. Had to drop her off in the house, like at the house. Luckily, my mom wasn't home. She like gets out of our car. And then my brother texted me. He knew we were coming too. And he's like, I was like, try and hold mom off to opening presents till 10. We'll be there at 10 a.m. And my brother texts me the night before. He's like, hey, mom's really pushing to open presents at like 7:30 or 8. I'm like, there's no little kids there. It's literally just adults. And he's like, I'm trying. He's like, we were having a family meeting. Cole and Abby, my other two siblings, did know that I was coming.
Yeah.
The only people didn't know was my mom and dad. My mom's like, we're opening presents at 8 a.m. tomorrow. And Clay's like, mom, come on. Like, I got to sleep in. He's doing this for me. He's like, I got to sleep in. I don't want to open. Can we just push it to 10? And Abby is like, yeah, let's just do 8, guys.
You're like, Abby's making it so hard.
Abby's like, she's like, I didn't want to make it seem like I was pushing too hard. Like, this has turned into a military operation. So we finally, you know, Christmas morning, we go there. I was so nervous. I'm like, why am I nervous? We go to the front door and we're telling Case, we're like, okay, you got to say Merry Christmas. Knock on the door and say Merry Christmas. So let's be honest. My mom was going to be most excited to see Case, not us, really. So he's standing at the door. And on the way over, we're like, say Merry Christmas, say Merry Christmas. He's like, say howdy, partner. He's like, does this thing where he like tips his hat and says howdy, partner. So she if you watched my YouTube video, you can see him. He said, she opens the door and she's like, what are you guys doing here? And he goes, Merry Christmas, howdy, partner.
Wait, I did not see that. I watched the clip, but I did not see
you can
see
like,
howdy, partner.
I mean, my mom's talking loud. But you can that like, is- if you pay attention to him, he literally dips his hat and just like steps inside. He's like, howdy, partner. It was great though. It was worth all of it, honestly. Her reaction, she was so excited. And then we were like, hey, we're having a birthday party for Case tonight at my in-law's house. You want to come? So she
so
was
perfect.
Her Christmas turned out to be great because she was just not going to do anything that night.
Yeah.
So then we had a party for him. I had to go home from that surprise, go home, set up a party for Case, his birthday party, get food, have a cake, had to decorate the cake. Nothing's open.
Like you did it yourself?
I went to Whole Foods, scraped off the thing, and then Abby had like a bunch of cake piping. So I just made a little cake and had dinosaur candles. It was very low key. I didn't want it to be crazy because it was Christmas.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had our family over. It was so fun. This boy is my child.
I know that Christmas, like holiday birthdays can be hard, but I also feel like it could be kind of convenient if everyone's already together.
It was. It was really nice. And honestly, Christmas, I would always think Christmas was the worst day.
Mm-hmm. Worst birthday?
Yeah, the worst birthday of all the days near Christmas. But honestly, I actually think it isn't because no one really does anything Christmas night.
Yeah, that's the key. The nighttime can be the birthday celebration because it's almost, it's fun to have something to look forward to at night because usually Christmas night, it's almost like not
it's
sad,
over.
But it's
yeah.
like, okay, all the festivities are over.
Yeah.
And it just you have keeps like, giving.
Yeah, you have leftovers or something like that. At least my family and Nick's family, we don't really do anything Christmas night. So. It was perfect.
Yeah,
and it was
either.
So fun. He made everyone. The reason I say this kid is my child, like the older he gets, the more he is exactly like me. Like his personality, he loves attention. Like some kids get shy when everyone's singing to them. He literally is happy birthday.
Like, beaming.
Yeah. Makes everyone put on a hat. He's like, if someone wasn't wearing a birthday hat, he would point them out and be like, hat, hat.
Please.
Papa,
this is not the same, but when he made me drink water and I literally did, I'm like, please. I'm just his little, He literally pats me on the back and points to my water. And he's like,
drink.
Like, drink. Get a drink. I'm like, okay.
I am dehydrated.
I'm like, I probably do need to stay hydrated, Case.
No, he that loves, hilarious. Like, we always say he might be a cult leader when he grows up because he just
likes to tell people what to do.
Yeah, but he does it very, like, exactly. He does it very charmingly, like, not super aggressive. It's just like, Mama, sit. Mama, come on. Come on, Sophie. Come on. Like, telling he this duck was falling. He was like, come on, ducky, in the water. Get in the water, ducky.
Just wants it to do exactly.
I texted JC. I was like, this boy is such a Capricorn. He got $2 for his second birthday from his grandma, great grandma. And he was like walking around with it. We're like, okay, you can spend it on whatever you want, or you can save it. You can put it in a box or you can go spend it. He starts walking to the front door. He's like, come on, Mama. I'm like, what are we doing? What are you going to spend it on? He's like, more money. I'm like, oh, we got an investor on our hands.
I love it. You know what? My mom was just telling me how my little niece, or sorry, niece, don't have a niece. Well, on Leif's side, I do. I don't have any on my like immediate family because I'm the oldest. But my cousin, my little cousin is, I think she's 9 or 10. I think she's 9. And my mom was telling me about how she wanted this certain thing for Christmas, like a scooter that she did not get. I think her friends got the scooter and she wanted one too, but it's like actually very expensive. Yeah. So I guess my aunt was telling my mom that she had some money saved because she like does dog walking mm-hmm. to make some money in her neighborhood.
And how old is she?
I think she's 9.
Okay.
And she had some money already saved, but she needed a certain amount more for the scooter because her mom's like, I'm not buying you that scooter. You already got your Christmas presents. It's expensive. And so she went door to door in her neighborhood and was like, do you have any? It's their neighborhood's very tightly knit and it's like kind of a community anyway. So they know it's not like random neighbors she's going to. But she went to every neighbor I think that she knew. And she asked if there were any chores or things that they needed help with that she could do to just earn a little bit of money. And she came back and had the amount of money and was like, I'm going to buy the scooter. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's pretty impressive. And my mom was like, yeah. And then they just celebrated her birthday. I was like, she's a Capricorn? And I was like, yeah, she's December 29th or whatever it was.
That's so funny. I was like,
why is that tracking? Because I was kind of like that as mm-hmm. a kid too. Like very, just wanted to make my own money constantly. And I've always thought that about my cousin. Like when she'll say certain things, I'm like, I was just like that. Like she'll always be talking to me about how she makes money with this and that. And yeah, I just found out she's a Capricorn. I'm like, it's all making sense.
The stars never lie.
No.
No, I know we were dying.
That is so funny. More money.
I know.
2 years
money.
Old.
Literally just heads to the front door. More money is holding the $2. But yeah, that was pretty much it. And then we stopped at Palm Springs on our way. Oh, then the next night we celebrated my mother-in-law's 60th birthday, which was fun. We had like a slideshow. Her husband, like my father-in-law, set up. Okay, just really quickly, because we talked about this weeks ago, the men, I have to say this because
they
stepped
up.
They slayed this holiday season. Like my father-in-law set up this 60th birthday for my mother-in-law and it was so sweet. She was like sobbing. He set up like the slideshow of her life. Aww. Like had her mom like read her birth story and then gave her a ring at the end and like she was crying and I was like, oh my gosh, men are good.
There are good men in this world.
And Nick so did so good on Christmas. I actually felt like I wasn't as good on Christmas. Like I felt like maybe I just kept giving Nick his presents when I bought them. Like weeks before. I'd be like, oh, I got you this like aftershave stuff that you want. I'm just gonna give it to you now. And then Christmas morning, I had so many presents from him because I was opening more than literally Case did. I was like, oh my gosh. He got me a KitchenAid, which I didn't even ask him to get. Like
we got
a mixer.
Twin KitchenAids. Wait, is yours are ours the same color?
No, mine's red.
Oh, dang.
The cream is really pretty though.
Yeah.
I didn't ask it. I had just been like talking about that. Mm. And so I was so shocked. He got me like really thoughtful gifts that were like super curated to me. I was like, I was literally crying. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm sorry
off.
I talked about you, you guys.
No, you know what? Exclusive here on the podcast, Leif probably won't listen. I'm trying something new this year, which I think I said I maybe tried
for
last
Christmas?
Year too. For my birthday, where normally since my birthday is pretty soon after Christmas, it's January 10th, which by the way, we'll recap maybe my birthday on next week's episode because it hasn't happened when we're recording. But I normally am like constantly just reminding him mm-hmm. like, my birthday's soon. Because it really
it
does creep
up.
Like after the holidays, it's just there. And he's always gotten me gifts. Like he's always whatever. But I feel like I'm always also talking about it. Like, remember, my birthday's coming up. My birthday's coming up. Just want to throw that out there. If there's anything you're planning or whatever, like, you'd have to do it now, whatever. So I was trying something new this year. Also because I just was like sick and we have like the pregnancy and that's so exciting. And I'm just like, I don't even really care about my birthday, honestly, especially weeks in advance. But I did tell him about a few things that like, he was like, what would you want to do? Just because I haven't been feeling well. And I was like, oh, I would like to go, whatever. So I gave him a few things, but I didn't remind him or whatever. And I just walked past his office and I saw like a present. Yeah. I saw something that I had like sent him for Christmas, like literally in November. I was like, oh, this is cute, whatever. And I saw that he got it
for your birthday.
For my birthday. Aww. Like I saw it right there. And I was like, oh, he probably ordered that for my birthday. And then I forget something else. Oh, he knew I wanted to see Anyone But You.
Oh, yeah.
And but it wasn't showing at like these a little bit more like bougie theaters. And so he booked it for like, we went yesterday when you're listening to this, but or not when you're listening to this, but that made no sense.
And you're not listening.
When you're
to
not
this.
Listening, I am always so like getting caught up in the like. I'm like, when you're listening, oh, but then that was a few days ago, whatever. And it's like, no one cares. Just you went to the movie. So anyway, he booked a few days before my birthday to go to this like nice theater that has food and reclining seats to see this movie. And anyway, yeah, the point is he also like totally stepped up.
We put it out in the universe.
Yes.
And it came back to us.
Maybe they did listen and they were taking notes. But I'm like, oh, so maybe if I don't check up every 5 seconds, you'll still do a great job.
It gives them more. This is what I feel about even this Christmas with Nick. Like I told him once, I was like, I will be getting you a present from Case and I, just so you know. Like I told him that. But I also wasn't as reminding. And I feel like it gives them an opportunity sometimes. You know, you can say something once. But it's like when someone tells you to do the dishes a million times, you're like, I really don't want to do the dishes now.
You're like, now that you've asked me a million times.
It's more motivating if I can surprise you by, you know, something like that. So
totally. No, I agree.
I know for a fact Nick did not listen to our episodes, but.
Yeah, I don't think Blake did either. So I think they're just stepping up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, for Christmas, we did absolutely nothing. We just opened up a few presents, Leif and I. We didn't get each other, honestly, much either. But yeah, we just hung out. My family went to Europe for Christmas and we were originally wanting to, but I just wasn't feeling up to it in the coming weeks. So we decided we would just stay home. But when my family got back into town, they came to California just for a day. This was the other day. And we did copy one of the traditions that someone wrote in during our holiday tradition episode of going to a bookstore, going to Barnes & Noble, whatever, and everyone picks out a book you all draw names before, like from a little bowl, and then you all pick out one book for the person that you drew the name for. And then we went to lunch and we like gave the books to each other.
Cute.
And it was so fun and so cute. And everyone agreed. We're like, we're doing this every year.
Really?
Like, that is the vibe. It was just cute. So cute. And my mom's like, maybe next time. I don't remember if this was a part of the tradition that the person had originally wrote in. But she's like, maybe next year we can like write a little note inside the book being like, this is why I got you this book. Like, this is why it reminded me of you or whatever.
I feel like they did do that.
Did they do that?
That sounds familiar.
Maybe they did. I can't remember exactly. But because we didn't do that. We just like went directly from the bookstore to lunch and then we just like handed. We didn't wrap them or anything. We just like handed them to each other. But it was still really fun. And it was just so cute. It was weird. We all got each other. So like I got Carter. He got me. Leif got my dad. Dad got Leif. And then my mom got Jake and Jake got my mom. So it was like we were all just reversed. But it was fun to see what other people like came up with. And Carter got me the book Normal People, which is like such. It's been on my list.
Mm-hmm.
It has like a Hulu show that's been made after. I've heard it's actually really, I think it's like very heart-wrenching, maybe sad, but it's a really popular book and I've had it on my list to read forever. So I was like, wow, you really ate with that one. Like it was exactly, I would expect my brothers to maybe not
get you
maybe
something.
Know exactly. I don't know, but it was like spot on. And then I got Carter a book that was like basketball in 100 photographs. And it's like some of the most like iconic basketball photos with a bunch of. It's like a book as well. So there's stories and stuff in there too. But yeah, it was just so fun. It was so cute. And Leif got my dad like a nature book. It was like how we can come back to nature after being, I don't know. It was just cute to see like what everyone picked out for each other.
How you're perceived.
Yeah. And my mom got Jake a fantasy book or like a, I don't know if it was fantasy actually, but because he enjoys that. And then it was just cute. Anyway.
Cute. I love that.
Yeah. So I love that tradition. I feel like it's such a good way. Especially if you do that as your gifts for people, I feel like one book is like not that expensive. It can be under $20. And just yeah. like a good way. But it's actually a thoughtful thing that's useful too.
And you get to do it together, which is
yeah,
fun.
It's an activity. Mm-hmm. We had like 30 minutes or an hour. I can't remember. And then we all went to eat. And I was like, this is such a fun tradition. Mm-hmm. We should literally do this all the time. Or like every year.
All the time. Every time
every,
you see each other.
And for my birthday, also get me a book. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I just love bookstores too.
Yeah.
Like that is my favorite place to be.
Mm-hmm.
The best vibes.
So great.
So that was really cute. Let me check my list, please.
Well, while you're doing that, should I share the most shocking thing that happened to me over the break?
Yes, please.
Okay, because I'm coming to you guys with a humble spirit. A broken heart and a contrite spirit. Because this has never happened to me before. And honestly, when I heard that this happened to other people in my life, you, Nick, I was kind of like, how does that happen? Like,
you were judging us.
Maybe subconsciously I was. Like, not that, you know, you're disgusting
wow.
people.
Wow, but I was Chelsea. Just like, no, that actually is really disgusting.
No, I was not judging. But I think not judging, just could not understand. Could not comprehend the, I've never experienced
the possibility of this happening.
The possibility. But one fateful night, I was laying in bed and my stomach hurt so bad that day. I had thrown up for the first time in weeks. I hadn't been throwing up. I've been feeling so much better. And I threw up multiple times. I was like, what is happening? I'm feeling so sick. I'm like laying in bed all day. I hope this is not just like coming back for the third trimester. Like, let's, you know.
Yikes.
Let's not do that. And I must have eaten something bad. That's what I'm thinking. I either got food poisoning or like a virus.
Stomach bug.
Yeah. That night, my stomach hurts so bad. I wake up. I'm like half asleep at like 11 or 12. And I go to let out what I think is just a fart. And I was stunned. I literally have.
It just
what
comes
came
out.
It just came out because I've never. Okay, this is
okay.
Disgusting.
By the way, I said it just comes out like it has happened to me a million times. It's
but when
it's
it happens,
not, but when it happens, it sticks with you.
Yes,
I'll tell you that,
and it scars you.
Yes,
and it takes away all trust you have because it was okay. This is literally disgusting, but it's pure liquid, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's there's no
stopping it.
So you think you know what it feels like, the difference. That's what I was not understanding, is you know the difference between...
You know the difference between...
Gas and,
yes,
and solids.
Of course.
But when it's a liquid, you're not used to that
no.
coming out of that area. So I jumped out of bed, was like, oh my gosh, I feel literally like a little baby. I had to run to the bathroom and throw away my Skims. I pooped in my Skims. And I could not wait to tell you.
You texted me. I wish. Let me see if I can find it if I like search my text. You said something about I pooped my Skims last night.
The fact that I had to throw my Skims away in the trash and ask
I did that too.
To take the trash out. He was like, so I'm throwing away your poopy diaper.
I woke up in the I pooped in my Skims. I've joined the club. Sorry, Kimmy. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe it. I'm so glad we have that humbling experience and that it was so parallel
mm-hmm.
with pooping in our Skims and having to literally throw them immediately into
yes.
the trash can. Because it feels, maybe that's wasteful, but it feels unsalvageable. It's just like,
I will never wear these
no,
again.
No, like I can't.
Mine were just like the boxer shorts. So it wasn't
okay.
like as devastating as pants.
Yeah.
But still, like, honestly, I'm glad I was wearing the boxer shorts because the loose pants would have been
bad. I was
wearing
the loose pants.
Yeah.
And I don't wear underwear.
Yeah.
Like when I go to bed, I just wear the loose pants.
Yeah.
And
no,
it was terrifying.
I will say the boxer shorts saved me because I did not get a drop on the sheets.
Yeah, that's great. And I didn't get any on my sheets either. I kind of was like halfway out. Like,
yeah.
It was a very shocking experience.
Such a humbling experience.
I have been forever tainted by that experience with. Because that happened to me with my recovery. It was when I was recovering from my chin surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was on some, like, medications, like a bunch of different medications, and I was eating, like, only liquids.
Mm.
And so I think that was the thing. But I was drinking so many of these specific protein shakes, like,
yeah.
Like an Orgain, you know, the little, like, just protein shakes in a bottle,
yeah.
pre-made bottle. I was drinking, like, vanilla shakes, chocolate shakes, like, all day. Because it was just, like... Good, gave me protein, whatever. I've been forever tainted. Like when I see them at the store, I'm like, I literally cannot buy those.
No.
They're good. I like them. They're great to have as a little snack. But I'm like, no. Never again, because I am so scared they'll do that to me again. Even though they probably
wouldn't.
Because I think it was the combo of everything.
But. I don't think I farted for another week. Like I couldn't. I'd have to go to the bathroom every time because I'm just like, I never experienced that kind of like
it's the most humbling
betrayal
thing.
From my own body.
It's so humbling.
I walked out to Nick. I'm like, I have something to tell you. Because he was still awake. Because it was like 11:30. I had gone to bed. And he was just like out on the in the family room. And I just came out. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You take the trash out?
You take my actual poopy
Out? Because usually we're like we put a poopy diaper in the trash. We'll take it out or, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is crazy. Like, I'm literally taking your poopy diaper out. I'm like, please, don't make me
feel
worse.
Like it will happen to everyone at least once in their adult
life. Yes, that's what I felt like I was part of the club. And yeah. I understood. It's something you can't understand until it happens.
100%.
Anyways, that was...
Thank you for sharing your
story. Yeah,
you're
welcome.
You're very brave. I'm so glad we had those experiences to tether us together for life. That is unreal.
No, unreal.
It really is. Like, once you experience it, you're like, oh, okay, I understand now, like, why it's happening. Yeah. Okay, this is maybe not.
Wait, you had a funny story you were going to tell me, and you have not told me. You've been saving it.
I don't know which one. I don't know which one it is. This is the story that I had in my head that I wanted to tell you, but like now I'm thinking it's not as funny as I thought it was in the moment.
Well, just tell
it. Because you know why? It's about a dream I had, which is always, I have said, don't tell me about your dreams.
Yeah.
There are some things in life we don't care about. And it's your dream story. Like when someone's like, I had this dream about we were doing this and that. It's like, especially if they go on for too long. I don't care a mention of a dream, whatever. Like if you're going to go on and on about a dream. No, this just made me laugh because, well, maybe it's like funnier also to you. It would be funnier to you when you know like who it's about. But basically I'm not going to say on the podcast, but I had a dream about this guy that I went to high school with. And he was like one of my good friends. And in my dream, this was like a few nights ago.
Yeah.
In my dream, he came out as gay to me.
Okay.
But like he was never gay in high school. To my knowledge, yeah. He was like very much straight. It was like kind of a surprise to me. So, but I also was like, oh, I can kind of see that maybe now. Like, I don't know.
No.
So he came out as gay to me in my dream and was like, I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time. Again, I don't know why he was telling me this because, like, I haven't seen the man or thought of him in 10 years. That's why I don't understand dreams. It's like, how did this person come up?
Yeah.
In my dream. Anyway, so he was going on and on about how he was actually gay and whatever. And I was like, I'm so happy for you. Like, live your truth, whatever. And then I wake up. This is literally not a funny story. And it's only interesting because of who it was. But I wake up and I'm like, is that real? Like, is he gay? Because what? Why would I have that dream about that so specific, so random? I haven't thought of him in years. I'm like,
I'm so curious.
I'm like, wait, I think he might be gay.
Yeah.
Like, did I have a premonition or something? I go married with kids to a wife, has a wife and children.
Please.
I'm like, okay.
You start sending blind items.
Literally. I'm like, why did I have that dream? Me, like, that's congratulating him. I'm like, live your truth, King. He's like, what?
Thank you for trusting me.
But I was dying. I'm like, what? Why are dreams like that? And are they, like, do they ever mean any? I don't know. Do all dreams mean something? Because why?
I know. I certainly hope not. I have horrible dreams. Like,
yeah, you
mostly.
Do. You have, like, night. You have scary
So
nightmares.
I have to tell myself that they don't mean anything.
I don't think a lot of them do. But, yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. I'm like, I was fully convinced, you know, when you right wake up, you're like, that was real. Like, that's something like that happened.
They're so real. That's when I have the urge to tell someone I had a dream about. Like, oh, my gosh, I had a dream that this and this. But then as the day goes on, I'm like, that was
so far-fetched
no. And so not interesting.
So not interesting. That's why I literally, as I'm saying it, I'm like, no one cares.
On really quick.
Okay.
My lips are drier than the Sahara.
Anyway, can we talk about Gypsy Rose?
I would love nothing more. Are you rummaging?
Please. ASMR. What's in my bag?
Okay, sorry. I'm back. I'm back. My lips are juicy again.
We need to talk about Gypsy Rose. Where to begin?
First of all, Nick didn't even know about Gypsy Rose. I was like, oh, did you know Gypsy Rose is like married and she's, I said something.
My family had no idea who she was either. I was like,
what do you mean?
I know. I was like, Gypsy Rose is out of prison. They're like, who? I'm like,
okay.
What? Where are you living under a rock? Here's the thing. I made a TikTok before. It was like the night before she was released out of prison because I was seeing some very problematic TikTok edits of her.
Thirst traps.
We have gone too far collectively as a society with some of these. It's literally edits of her. Like, I don't care about edits of her being cute, whatever. Because I've seen some now that I'm like, oh, that's funny, whatever. But these specific edits were of her like traumatic talking about her mom's murder in jail, and it'd be like, so who bought the knife? And she'd be like, I did. And then it'd be like, boom, boom. It'd be like, boom. Wow, wow, wow. What is that song? Like, like the Pussycat Dolls. It's like, I'm breaking tissues up here. And she's like, it's like all these photos of her like mugshot.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And like the freeze frame, and then they like twist.
There was a really there was a really bad one. Slow. It's
like, you bought the knife. It's so bad.
She's like, I did. And it's literally her like in her jumpsuit walking through the prison. I'm like,
it just like cuts to like a slow-mo walking video.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay, guys. Oh my there was gosh. One that was really bad. You'll see. It was like, oh my gosh. Her freaking accomplice. The guy who
her boyfriend?
Yes, ex-boyfriend? Her ex-boyfriend who did it with her, or who did it, I guess. Which this is just like insane to me anyway. But they had gone online. Do you know this? Like after.
Posted the Facebook statuses?
Yes, they posted Facebook statuses or whatever.
Oh, no, I know
and
where
so
you're going.
Literally, it's like the judge asking.
Oh, no.
He's like, so what did the Facebook status say? And she's like, that bitch is dead. And then it literally, it's like, again, like Pussycat Dolls. And it's like her walking.
I'm like, literally wheezing.
No, I'm like, we have gone.
Like, it's just no. Bad.
So bad. So traumatic. So insanely problematic. Like, and everyone's like, slay. I'm like, not them saying slay and mother. Like, mother is mother. And I'm like, yikes.
Oh my gosh, please. Did you see the, oh my gosh, I need to calm down. That is hilarious. Claudia from The Toast, like, interviewed her.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she was like, what Taylor Swift song are you? And she was like, Karma. And Claudia just looks at the camera and she's like, you heard what she said.
She said what she said.
Like, does she know? Maybe she's seen those edits and she knows, like, someone that, if someone hasn't made an edit of that.
They will, for
they
sure.
They will.
No, but that's what I was going to say is, so I was seeing these edits. I'm like, you guys.
Yeah, you got to stop.
This is crazy. I'm, like, all for
supporting
a
her.
Funny, well, and also, like, a funny pop culture moment or whatever. But I was like, whoa, like, this is really dark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I made a TikTok being like, guys, I'm scared, because also people would make jokes like me pulling up to the prison, like when Gypsy Rose gets out. And I was just thinking, oh my gosh, this girl has been through
hell and back.
Quite literally hell and back. She has been through so much in her life. And now all these people are like bombarding her, like taking photos of her, asking for photos. I was just like, this is a lot. So I made a TikTok saying kind of all of that, being like, guys, like, let's give her room to breathe as she tries to acclimate to the real world and live a normal life. Like, give her a second. But then all the clips I was seeing of her after she got out, I'm like, oh, wait.
Because
people were like, oh, no, she likes it. Like, she likes the attention. She wants to whatever, like, be in the public eye. And then I know she's trying to promote her. It's like a Lifetime series, a little docuseries. So I understand she's kind of like going on a press tour, but that girl's working.
Yeah.
From the second she's been out of prison, she's doing OOTDs. She's doing Get Ready With Me. I'm like, oh, maybe I was wrong, because I was saying, like, guys, give her a breathing room. And she's
just a baby.
Yeah. And now she's like just really popping off and trying to be like genuinely an influencer. Yeah. I'm like, oh, maybe I was literally out of touch. Maybe she loves all of it and loves the attention.
The edits are still too far.
The edits have still, we've gone. Yeah.
I don't know if she'd be happy about that, but.
No.
I think she realizes what she did is wrong, at least from the interviews.
For sure.
I've done, or she
but
says,
she's actually so, like,
with it.
With it and well-spoken, mm-hmm. for given her situation.
I wonder if she got press training while she was in there.
Literally. Because she, I have been shocked.
Her media training.
By the interviews. Like, her responses, I'm like, that's very well said. And she even has, like, humor. Like, she almost has internet humor, but I'm like, maybe I don't know enough about prison. Do you have access to a lot of this stuff? Because how is she saying that D is fire? How does she know that? You know what I'm saying? Like, the jokes and, like,
of all the things, I feel like that is something you would learn to say in prison of all places. But
well, it, more I'm just so saying is fire. Like, that's kind of like a trendy phrase. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to have phones, maybe. I don't know, though. I know people, like, can very easily sneak in and have phones. Not sneak into prison, but they have phones that they're not supposed to in prison.
Yeah. But here are my thoughts as well. I love that everyone's supporting her and that she's, you know, living her best life and that she's free now and she can do all these things. Because she's never been free in her entire life, which is so
true.
It's great that she's, like, she was in New York. She went to a Broadway play. I'm like, that's so sweet. A couple things, though. I have never met someone in my life who has become an influencer with millions of followers and their mental health has not gone absolutely down the drain, and they have like the worst, they just go through mm-hmm. the worst things mentally. Granted, I know this girl has already been through, because people were saying that too on my thing. They're like, she's been through a lot worse than some hate comments. And I'm like, no, yeah. completely. And I'm sure she has very thick skin and very tough skin. But I could just see, it's like, she's only lived these very extreme lives. She's lived this mm-hmm. extreme life being basically a prisoner to her mom and mm-hmm. in her own life, then actual prison. And now literally has millions and millions of followers and is like a celebrity overnight. Yeah. I'm like, those are not normal. Nothing about any of that is normal.
No.
And I'm terrified. Yeah. Also, people are like going to turn on her, because that's what always happens too. It's like you build someone up. She messes up. She does one wrong thing and then people tear her down. And again, I'm sure she's tough and can handle it. But I'm just like, for her and her husband's new dynamic, they're like, I'm just like, I hope this all is fine. I hope you guys aren't scaring her.
Hopefully she has enough like
support.
Yeah, like assistants, managers. So maybe she never is in the trenches of social media.
I hope.
Know what I mean? Like I someone's really posting for her. She's not getting too attached to it, maybe. You know? Maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
We can only hope.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
Best wishes to Gypsy Rose.
Best wishes. We are sending, yeah.
Thoughts
sending
and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers and hope that everything is going to go well. I don't want to put that out there like it's going to end badly. I just feel like a huge rise to fame very quickly. I don't know. It's mm-hmm. great that she's telling her story and she can be an advocate for other people who are going through potentially what she went through.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Staying tuned for all that.
Do you have anything else? Any other
updates? Let me check my notes.
I have like two little updates, but I don't know if we should save them or just make this a long episode so we don't have to.
Are they long?
No, not really. One of them's very short. The other one is just a funny story.
Well, you can tell. I think you can tell them. I don't really have anything else. This is my last update, is that I went to my first Pilates class, like my first even attempt at doing anything fitness related in months. It was just a stretch class and I was so sore from it the next day. But I feel like it did give me hope. I was like, okay, I think I could probably go back to Pilates soon and like
pick up
not where I left off, but
start again.
Yeah.
Start fresh.
So that's good. That's nice. Literally nothing special.
I want to go to that stretch class. That sounds amazing.
It was so nice. It really, afterwards I was like, oh, I feel a lot looser. I feel like my body's been very stagnant
scrunched.
And scrunched for a while, not doing as much fitness stuff. So it was
definitely
really nice.
I know. Okay. Well, mine, both are pregnancy related. Sorry. First one is just an update because I kind of talked about this on my YouTube if you want to know more, but I had this, like, when I got my anatomy scan, they told me everything was fine, but then my doctor called me later and was telling me I had two abnormalities with my placenta. One was a circumvallate placenta, which means, I don't really know, but I've seen pictures and it's basically one side of the placenta that sticks to your uterus, uterine wall or whatever, is kind of overlapping on the other side, which is not ideal and can like restrict blood flow to the baby. The other one that I had was a marginal cord, which means it's like to the side. So usually the cord is in the middle of the placenta, but mine was like to the side. So they told me these two things and I was talking to my doctor. I was asking her as many questions as possible. She's like, we don't want you to stress. Like, we just have to monitor the baby more, make sure he's growing, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, yeah, I won't worry. I literally instantly went on Google.
Google.
And always. Just saw worst case scenarios and started getting like, oh no, like this is just something that now I'm like worried about. You know, usually you're not really worried if they're growing or not. I mean, you kind of are, but you don't have a real reason to be. You're just like, it's just overall anxiety. But now I was like, okay, well, now I almost feel like I'm fighting the odds if he is growing normally, whatever. And then I went back like 4 weeks later and had to get another whole ultrasound, basically another whole anatomy scan. So it was like an hour long. They were just measuring everything, making sure everything was growing.
That's so anxiety inducing, by the way.
I know. Just watching them. Okay, let's check the heart. Let's check this. Let's check this. And as she was doing it, she's like, I don't see anything wrong with your placenta. Like, it looks perfectly fine. I was like, okay, I'm not going to get my hopes up, but that sounds great. And then the next day I had an appointment with my doctor and she was like, hey, good news. Like, placenta's back to normal. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. First of all, had a month of anxiety for nothing.
Yeah.
Second of all,
it just corrected itself, or did they like misinterpret something?
They might have missed. I mean, I don't want to say my doctor misread it, but maybe, maybe like the baby was in a weird position or something. Mm-hmm. And so they misread it. But I also did have a lot of girls who were messaging me when I had kind of like talked about me too, basically saying they have similar things and like just little abnormalities or things with your pregnancy that are like a little whatever. It's so scary. Mm-hmm. But also you gotta, you know, try and just like, you have no choice, but just be like, I hope it's okay.
Yeah, just keep living and be like, hope it'll work itself out.
Yeah, so that was kind of like a month long thing where I was like, oh my gosh, and then went and it was like perfectly fine. I was like, you're joking. That was like what I was magically hoping for, that it would like
best
magically
case scenario.
Yeah, because I would read some people, they have it and their babies are totally fine. It's not super concerning, like they were saying. They just need to have to make sure that everything's
growing properly.
But that's just an update, health pregnancy update. And then the last thing is, I posted this on my story, but I wanted to tell the story in person because I just was literally laughing out loud. And I wish you were there with me for some reason. Like, we would have just been dying.
For some reason.
But I had my gestational diabetes test, okay? This has never been a fun test for me. Like, last time they did it so early for some reason at my other doctor and when I lived in LA. And I did it at like 12 or 13 weeks. They had me do it so early. I had no clue. So I was just like, okay. And I didn't fast before. Anyways, I failed miserably. And it also took me two or three tries to do it because
that's like when you're so sick.
So sick.
Yeah, for both of us. Like, yes. I would have thrown that up in 2 seconds.
It's such a sugary drink. I can't even drink water. It's like a sugary, syrupy drink. Chug it. I would instantly throw it up. Like, well, come back another day and try again. I'm like, okay. Anyways, if you remember last time, I threw up and then I went down to the hospital lobby and there was a lockdown and I had to sit down. I'm throwing up in the bathroom while there's like, oh, there's someone with a gun on the prem. I'm like,
the worst day.
The worst. So anyways, I had my gestational diabetes test this time. And she was like, instead of the drink, because I was like, I'll throw it up. I just know I will, because it will remind me, regardless if even if I feel fine now, I just know myself and that taste will bring me back.
Yeah.
So she was like, you can order this drink called Fresh Test, or you can have 10 Twizzlers in 5 minutes, or you can have like 20 jelly beans or something in something. I'm like, okay, bet. I'm going to do the Twizzlers. I love Twizzlers. She's like, they have to be strawberry though. I'm like, okay, my favorite.
Slay.
Perfect.
Best flavor.
She's like, I will warn you though, with the Twizzlers, it is actually kind of hard to do. I was like, what do you mean? Eat 10 Twizzlers in 5 minutes. That sounds like such a long time. I buy the Twizzlers. I'm so hungry. I'm so excited because you're fasting. And I'm like, I will down these. I'm sitting in the lobby. She's like, okay, I'm going to start a timer. Tell me when you start and I'll start the timer. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, okay, I'll start. I start like opening the package. She starts the timer. First of all, I didn't even like pull 10 out. So I'm like, wait, shoot, I have to count. And I'm timing myself so I can see the time going down. I'm pulling out the Twizzlers one by one. I'm realizing how many 10 is, like actually a whole handful. And it's already been like 40 seconds. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I start eating these Twizzlers. You guys, I feel like I was literally in a hot dog eating contest. It was so fast. Like, I was laughing to myself, but I couldn't.
That actually is like, now that you're saying it, it's like you're getting them out and it's like already almost a minute. It's like, oh my gosh.
They're kind of chewy.
Yeah.
So I was trying to pace myself. I'm like, I'm going to freaking choke on these things. Like, I'm trying to chew them. My jaw's getting so sore and the time is running down. I have like 2 minutes left and I still have like 4 or 5 Twizzlers. I'm folding them in half, literally shoving them in my mouth. I'm by myself in the lobby. And I was going to record. People are like, you should have recorded your reaction. I'm like, I was thinking about it, but I genuinely had no time. The time was running so fast. I literally felt like I was in a hot dog eating contest. I was like, like shoving them in my mouth and no one was with me. I was just by myself because I was like, oh, I'll just go, you know, it's super easy. But I'm in the corner of the lobby laughing,
downing
these Twizzlers. And when I was finally done, I had to like give her a thumbs up. I'm like, that was so dehumanizing. Literally me just shoving Twizzlers. Couldn't even enjoy them at that point. And then you can't eat more. So I was like, well, I'd like to enjoy my Twizzlers just like eating one, you know. And so many people are messaging me like, why do I want to try this now?
I'm that like, you'll be shocked. The new social media challenge.
10 Twizzlers in 5 minutes.
That's so funny. Leif was saying it's probably similar, something like when people are like, oh, eat this many saltines. Like your mouth gets super dry. Not the same thing, but it's like
they're
way
chewy.
Harder than you would expect.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It was so funny. But I did pass. I'm so happy because last time I didn't pass, my first time I had to take the 3-hour one, which was...
That sounds miserable.
Miserable. They had to take your blood every hour and it's just boring. You just have to drink it and then they have to take it every hour for 3 hours afterwards.
Interesting.
But I did pass this time, which I was like, thank goodness.
I saw you also ate a steak because you were low on iron.
I did. I did pass the gestational diabetes, but she did tell me I was anemic. So the steak was good. I felt like I was going to disappoint people and tell people like, how was it?
Yeah, like, it was whatever.
It was good. Like, it was a good piece of steak, I guess. It was like a very nice steak place. We had a gift card. And so we went. And I don't know. I'm like,
like, would you eat a steak again? Or are you like,
yeah,
like soon?
But
or?
I wouldn't like pay as much money as it was. Like, I'd rather have a good pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? Yeah. 100%.
But that's just me. I'm just not like a huge.
You've never been like a huge meat person. Yeah. Anyway.
I could appreciate it. And I was eating a couple, but I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be dreaming about this steak later.
Yeah.
Do you like steak?
That's never my first choice to order. But I feel like when I do eat it, I'm like, this is good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm enjoying it for sure.
But like, would that be my main thing I order at a restaurant and miss out on? I'm just a saucy girl is what I've realized. I need something dripping in sauce or dressing.
We should go eat after this.
I'm down.
I'm hungry.
We get a steak.
I'm like, we should go to a steakhouse right now. Well, is that all your
updates? I feel like I talked my...
No, I love it. I don't have really anything else that was on my list or on my mind for the catch up. But I feel like we did have our little what we said meeting. We always have an annual meeting and kind of go over our goals and the vibes for the new year. And I'm excited for this year.
I know, same.
I feel like even though we're both now having babies, so we will have 2 maternity leaves, but I feel like we're in a good position to batch some episodes and we have good ideas for just this entire year. We manifested something cool within 24 hours of our meeting.
That was awesome.
That was so awesome. I just feel like I have a good feeling about 2024. And we have some fun, like, New Year's vibes episodes coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that we're going to record in the coming weeks.
It'll be really fun.
It'll be fun.
I'm excited.
So thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for all the support. If you want to watch on YouTube, like we mentioned, you can now watch video. You can see our little set. It is not complete yet, but we did get these little things, which has been
nice. Yeah. So we're not holding
them.
Tyson
was saying he actually doesn't like his thing. Like, he doesn't know. He said he almost might prefer to hold. And I was like, So we were trying to see, but I feel like this was nice to not have to hold it.
You can get used to it. I feel like I might need to
adjust it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, new year.
New us.
2024. We love it. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on anything if you want to watch, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, everything like that.
Receipts,
and also
timeline.
Oh my
proof.
Gosh. I can't believe we didn't talk about that. Goodness gracious.
We can talk about it next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week maybe.
In everything
to prove that you're a bully. That was actually absolutely insane.
Oh my gosh, insane. Honestly, we can't talk about it.
No, we'll get it. It'll be way too long.
Yeah.
But also you can follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast if you guys want to be updated on anything we got going on. So make sure to go and do that. We love you so much. And
that's what we said.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.